did start teaching art in his 40s at Tech High School. He brought home some books. I wasn't living at home, but I was visiting. He had art books that the school had bought for him. Mm-hmm. And I said, did you learn, what did you learn from these books? And he said, well, I learned why I do what I do. So he worked as a bookkeeper and office manager, mm-hmm. that kind of work, mm-hmm. until he started teaching.
What was your education like growing up in El Paso?
Well, I attended Dudley and also El Paso High and also College of Mines and Metallurgy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I went back after my first husband died. I went back, it was still College of Mines when I first went back. And I got my master's degree from Texas College of Mines. Texas Western? What was the name change? Texas Western College. Mm-hmm. And I got my MA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I took graduate work after that, but I didn't ever go on, which was a mistake.
Did you teach, or what did you do?
Well, first I stayed home, took care of the children, mm-hmm. because in my generation, women were not encouraged to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up and got married and lived happily ever afterward. So I didn't get into teaching until after Bob died. I had five little children from 5 to almost 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I had worked a year before I married as an accountant,
mm-hmm.
downtown for ASARCO. And there wasn't any way I could get downtown again by 8 o'clock. And those days we worked Saturdays also.
Oh, huh.
And work late hours, and leave those children. We didn't have daycare then.
Mm-hmm.
Had maids here in El Paso. You could find a maid. But. So I decided that teaching would be the best career,
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started at UTEP. I went first to work on my master's, and I was taking education courses so I could be certified to teach in the public schools. And then I didn't like those education courses.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever took any of them.
No.
They were deadly dull.
Oh, yeah.
And so I took some more English literature,
mm-hmm.
just because I liked that. And that's what I got my master's in. And I started teaching part-time, first as a graduate assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remarried a professor,
mm-hmm.
Clarence Cervenka. He was a professor in engineering, and engineering graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a while, people began to say, well, how can you two both teach? So-and-so had to stop when he or she got married, because of nepotism.
Oh,
and in those days, they thought that husbands and wives should not be on the same faculty.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was engineering, I was English, that was not right.
Mm.
Well, I made the mistake of going to ask Dr. Smiley, who
uh-huh.
was the president then, what he thought about it. And he said, well, frankly, I don't think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And at that same time, I had taught 2 years. By that time, I had taught 2 or 3 years part-time. So our minister at St. Clement's, Bob Gibson, asked me if I'd come and be the sixth grade teacher at St. Clement's Day School.
Mm-hmm.
They had added, they started with kindergarten. I don't know if you knew that. They started with kindergarten and worked up, adding
mm-hmm.
grade each year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were ready to add sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over there. I thought, well, might as well go where I wanted. And I went over there and stayed 5 years, and finally